We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good friend of ours is, of course, the legendary Rob Bouvier. You're very high energy. Do you ever sleep?
Absolutely right.
Do you?
I sure do.
You're driving yourself. You're a crazy man, but very positive about it.
Absolutely. There's a lot to be positive about, Ray.
And when you go over to the office, and I'm a client, I'll tell you that. But, I mean, the fact is, when you go over there, just a good vibe in the place.
Thank you.
Must treat your people well.
And they treat us well. We've got a great bunch of insurance professionals and glad to work with them, you know.
I still think one of the great things is, I remember one year I spoke at your annual meeting. Which is really a party.
Yes,
let's get real. And, you know, you had the video that they'd done. I mean, it looks like you guys are just having a ball.
Yeah, and we are. We like what we do.
I guess so, and you do it well.
And we're grateful for clients like you, Ray.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm just trying to think. Well, I had to change policies, but I'm okay now. But some of your people are just great. You know, the people I've worked with, Teresa, who I think is downstairs now, and she does what, basically, Teresa Minello?
Yep. Personal and commercial. Does a great job at it, too.
But everybody there.
Very well regarded.
I just love them.
Yes.
So
no,
let's,
thank you.
Let's talk for a minute about how it's going because of those people and because of the efforts of those people. You know, you guys, I think the last time we talked, I thought you'd only gone to Atlanta. But now you've got, what, two, three more offices plus one or two here?
Yeah, we just opened up an office in Bethel, Connecticut.
Right.
We're in Nashville, Tennessee, in Atlanta, Georgia.
God.
So we're 11 offices now.
So, okay, where else are you? I know you're in West Hartford Center. That's kind of the home base, but where else are you?
Old Lyme, Simsbury, Dayville, Waterford, Guilford, Stamford.
Well, let's talk for a minute about, because you and I were talking off the air, and I was always in the impression, and you see what's going on. You know, you got Aetna, you got Travelers, you got the Hartford, you know, got all that. A lot of their headquarters are moving out and going elsewhere. For example, Travelers is out of New York now, I do believe. Right. I think they're here. They've got the building. And
that's correct.
Of course, you know, they've
done
a great job with the Travelers and all that. Yep. But I mean, the fact is, this is still, I mean, a key part of our economy. And now everybody's sitting there, oh, well, UTC's headquarters is moving to Boston. Yeah. Well, you're not going to Boston. But the fact is, the insurance industry is still, I mean, a staple of the economy here in Connecticut.
We're still the insurance capital of the world, Ray. And we're working hard to maintain that in spite of some significant headwinds. But we've got a billboard downtown that shows that we're $13.9 billion of the state domestic product that the industry contributes to. So it's no small number, you know.
Do you know how many people are employed in the insurance business here?
You know, I don't have a number off the top of my head, but we're ranked number one, and that's the next billboard that's going to be coming up next week.
Okay.
Ranked number one in insurance professionals per capita nationally.
Really?
Yes, it is.
So if you're looking for an agent, it really ain't all that hard.
No, it is not.
Just go out on the corner. There'll be somebody showing up in no time. So,
yes, sir.
Well, what are some of the things? I did want to talk about this because you do have an office down in Old Lyme and, you know, and Saybrook, too. Are you in Saybrook?
No.
Old Lyme.
Yep.
You're right there.
Yep.
You know, the thing is, let's talk about hurricane season. Harry just hit. And, you know, at this time it wasn't a disaster, but there certainly was a lot of rain, wind not necessarily a factor. But what about people who live in, you know, down on the shore or even up here? What do you need to do? Because they're two separate issues. One is water, one is wind, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So what do you do?
And most policies have the wind coverage as part of the policy with a deductible that could be a percentage of the total building value. But flood is separate. And what's interesting about flood is we've lost the federal subsidies for flood insurance. So now it's more you're paying the rate, the true rate. So flood insurance has gotten expensive, but you also now have, aside from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management, their flood insurance, you've got the private flood market, which has gotten significantly more competitive. So you can find much more competitive rates in the private market now as an alternative.
Okay, exactly so. And, you know, how much more? Well, I don't want to get into prices because it depends on the value of your place. But I think it's very – but I guess the point is it may be expensive to pay premiums, but it's way more expensive not to have the insurance.
Yes, sir. And you don't want to find out the hard way.
No, you certainly do not. Well, I think we had, didn't we have you in here this winter talking about, what was it, snow damage? Or I can't remember what we were talking about.
Ice dam coverage.
Ice, yes. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's just, it's.
Well, that seems a way off on this July 16th, doesn't it?
It's only a matter of time. Rob, no. We'll have you in again to do that. You know, but I guess the thing is, you know, a number of things that need to be replaced, and that is one of them. You know, the weird thing is, we now live in West Hartford, okay? And there's a brook that runs behind us, okay? And apparently they did a survey and found that we were very close to being in a flood zone, managed to get around it and didn't have to do it. But, I mean, that's, you know, even up here it's a problem.
Yeah, they've remapped a lot of their boundaries.
Yes, they have.
And all of a sudden people are finding themselves in a flood zone and they need to go get a
policy. Exactly what happened to us. We got this little note and we went, wait a minute. But nicely, the town came and like redid the driveway and put some drains in.
There you
go. So God bless them. But I mean, that creek gets closed.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, no matter where you live, do you think everybody should have it?
Well, listen, I was in Vermont just yesterday and they suffered a significant loss a few years ago. I think it was Hurricane Irene on top of Okemo Mountain, of all places, where they paid, you know, a significant amount for flood damage, and that's on top of a mountain. So these 100-year, 500-year flood events now are more common in occurrence.
Rob, does it make a difference, you know, speaking of that, being on top of a mountain, do you pay less than if you're on the shore for
Absolutely,
flood insurance?
Because you're not in a flood zone.
Okay, so you are – all right, so that's yes. The way to go. So build on a mountain, not on the shore, as nice as the shore is.
Yes.
Anything else you want to throw in here, big guy?
You know that the insurance industry is graying, and there's a great opportunity for young people to get into this industry. And, you know, I encourage people to look at the insurance industry as an alternative. Usually it's finance or banking or investments. But
well, isn't that kind of what insurance is?
Yeah, but this is a great opportunity. A lot of people aren't looking for this particular career path, and it's something that they should explore.
What's it take to be able to do that? I mean, there's consistent training. But yes. What else do you need to do?
A degree in finance, economics, marketing, those are all good baseline degrees to have to look into this industry.
And those will all come into play.
Absolutely.
If you're into it as an agent.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I've got my son Kellen here with
me. Yeah, I saw that. He, Mr. Clemson.
Mr. Yep. Clemson, and he's interning here with us this summer.
Okay.
Yep.
How do you like Clemson? How do you like being down south?
Absolutely love it.
You're going to stay down there or you're going to come home?
I would like to stay down there.
How is it? Because it can get, you know, it's bad here. But how hot can it get down there?
Oh, when I left in April, it felt like midsummer up here. So okay. Burning hot.
Although I remember I was down at, oh God, where was it? Florida. I was down at Universal and got on the plane. You know, it was hotter than hell down there. And, you know, the captain got on and said, oh, and by the way, in Hartford, it's 97 degrees. So it was as hot here as it was there. There it just sticks around.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Rob,
yes.
Who did the bagels? Bagel plug really quickly.
Absolutely. Lock, Stock, and Bagels, some of the finest bagels in West Hartford. We brought those bagels here.
Okay.
And just wanted to say thanks to all our employees who've made our 60th celebration possible.
Good for you.
And all our clients like you, Ray. We appreciate that.
Will you transfer somebody down to Memphis?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. It's 728 WTIC. It's a good town. Or, no, excuse me, Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.